here with Cameron Crandall from Kingston. Oh, I say that three times fast. Who's going to explain to us what lanes are and why we need them for the latest generation of Kingston SSD products. Cameron, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Now, we know this because we've seen this on several of our shows. Before you buy, on know-how, we know it's fast, we know it's wonderful, we know we want it, but what do I need to make this work properly in my desktop?
So first you need an available PCI Express slot, okay, either the standard half-height, half-length, or the M.2 form factor, which you were just holding here. And the other key thing to get the full performance out of the drive is to make sure that you've got a number of available PCI Express lanes available to you.
Yes, this is important. Actually, when I was doing my review of the Predator, I wanted to put it into, I had a Predator desktop from Acer. I was going to put a Predator and a Predator. But the problem I ran into was it had PCI Express 2-lane, and okay, I couldn't use that because I would not get the full performance, right?
So you can use it, you just won't get the full performance of the drive, right?
What could I get? So I know that this is 1400, 1000. 1400 read, 1000 write. What would I get if I plug that into a PCI Express 2?
Half the performance.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, so this has always been a little mystical for me. How do the lanes work? Just, I know more lanes are better, but why are more lanes better? What does it actually, what happens on the inside?
Any system that you build, you only get a certain amount of PCI Express lanes available to you. Mm-hmm. So if you're consuming those lanes with one, two, or even three video cards, you're consuming a lot of those lanes. So you just want to, verify, before you install the Predator, if performance is important to you, that you have at least four lanes available to you to get the full performance out of the drive.
Why is it that some desktops will have a lot of PCI Express slots and some won't? Is that just a cost-saving feature? Is that just a feature set that they decide on? Or do you actually have to go through a lot of work to make sure you have, say, three PCI Express 16 slots and two 8 slots and three 4 slots? What's the limit?
It depends on the processor and the Southbridge.
Okay.
Okay. So we get PCI Express lanes from both the processor or the Southbridge. And if you look at the technical specs on the system, you'll see how many PCI Express lanes that are available on that particular system.
The M2 format is still relatively new when you compare it to, say, mSATA or SATA.
Yep.
I'm starting to see it show up on more and more computers. I'm actually starting to see it in a couple of laptops, which has me very excited. Mm-hmm. But do I have to worry about, is there going to be an M2 4-lane, an M2 8-lane, M2 16-lane? Is that going to be revved up, or is M2, and I don't have to care about what else there is?
So certain motherboard manufacturers will configure the M.2 socket for either 2 lanes or 4 lanes. Ooh. So if you did have a system that had an M.2 socket but it only supported 2 lanes, you may want to go to the adapter, which would give you the full 4 lanes.
Is it just PCI Express in a different form factor?
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
So electrically, it's just a smaller socket.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, last question. Now, let's say someone is looking at upgrading their system. They've got a PCI Express 4 slot. Now they're also considering maybe just using a bunch of these in a RAID configuration. Mm-hmm. I've seen, in fact, at CES, was it 3-4 years ago, I think you created this wonderful monster box. How many SSDs did it have
in
it?
That was 16 SSDs.
16 SSDs, and what was the performance?
We were getting about 4,000 megabytes a second.
Which is ridiculous, but it's wonderful. So let's say they wanted to create one of those. Would you say to go with a bunch of SSDs, put them in a performance RAID, or are you still saying, no, you got to go with the Predator?
Predator can still be made faster. So if you if you RAID Predator drives together, that PCI Express bus just offers just so much more performance over a single SATA port. You can still build a faster array with Predator drives than you could with SATA. The advantage you would have with SATA is you're not going to run out of PCI Express lanes, right? So
right,
if you have a multi-port SATA controller, RAID controller, you can typically scale out more physical devices where you would run into some sort of a barrier with PCI Express as you ran out of lanes.
Yeah. Where else can you go with this? How much faster can you make this particular technology? I mean, we know that we sort of hit the performance limit as far as the old SATA drives are concerned. These are still great. They're still fast. We're going to see these for years and years to come, but they're not going to give us another rev of SATA,
right,
that we're stuck with the 550 limit. This seems so much faster, but am I just going to hit the wall again with this in a year or 2 years?
So the PCI Express interface is evolving, right? Mm-hmm. We're at PCI Express Gen 3 now. Gen 4 is being worked on right now. So every time we go to a new generation, we double the bandwidth per lane. So right now, Predator is a Gen 2 by 4 configuration. We will be coming out with a Gen 3 by 4 configuration, which will double the performance. So if we're getting 1,400 megabytes a second now out of the drive, we'll be getting nearly 3,000 megabytes per second out of a Gen 3 device. So as the PCI Express interface evolves, it's giving us a fatter pipe to work with for SSD performance.
Cameron, thank you very much for talking to us, clearing up some of the mystique over PCI Express connected SSDs. I guess maybe the takeaway could be more gen, more lanes, more better.
Yep, exactly.